Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running with you here. Getaway Friday, June the 25th, 2021, 16 minutes past the hour. Is this the last Friday in the month of June? I believe it is, because June only has 30 days. So how will this all work out as we head into the big July 4th here in just a little over a week? 7 days from today, so the month of June will end, what would it be, next, 27th would be Sunday, the 30th would be, so I guess the last day of June will be next Wednesday, and then July 4th will be the following Sunday. So a week from Sunday is July the 4th. Now, you know, time is an interesting thing, because we have Memorial Day, which people think is the official kickoff to summer, and in most cases it is, but this year we've had so much rain and kind of abnormally cool temperatures. We've had a few days in there that were warm and very humid, but we've had a lot of rain. It looks like rain here this morning. I don't know if it will rain, but it looks like rain, and the first day of summer actually came on June 21st. We have not had great weather since then, as far as the heat people expect of summer, and now we're almost to July 4th. The fair, I believe, starts next week. So we've got the fair starting next week, and here we are with kind of rainy, abnormal temperatures as we head into July 4th, which is really not normal. I remember last year during the pandemic, we had a very, very warm and hot time for what would have been fair week. Now this year, when we're actually having the fair again, I don't know. You know, I really don't know what's going to go on with the fair. The fair is really the first thing, big event, that we have had since the end of all the pandemic orders a few weeks ago. I don't know how this is going to go. I think it will kind of set the tone for things like the Popcorn Festival and things of that nature, but I really don't know how this whole fair thing is going to go, because the fair is really, from my experience, over the last few years that I was there broadcasting, it had turned into more of a really rural event. It had always been more rural than obviously the Popcorn Festival or anything like that. But it has seen, you know, but you always had a lot of city kids there who went and they did the rides and got the fair food and all of that. And you also had people who would show up for the Demolition Derby. That seemed to be more than just a rural thing. And the tractor pulls and the horse racing, which they brought back, you know, that was always very popular. But it seemed as if that had gotten a lot less and less. And really, it was just people who would buy fair passes to show their animals and sell their animals. And not so much people from outside that group. You know, the last few years, because we used to set up in the Coliseum, and the last few years we were in the Coliseum, there was really a deterioration of vendors in the Coliseum. I think the first year we did it, which was quite a few years ago now, the Coliseum was full. It was hard to find a spot. And then it just kind of dwindled. And then by the last year we did it, which would have been 2 or 3 years ago, I can't remember which it was, the Coliseum was almost bare. There were empty tables everywhere. I would say in the entire Coliseum, there might have been maybe 15 to 20 tables. And that's a big room to have 15 or 20 tables in when it used to be pretty well packed full. So I don't know what's happened with the fair. I don't know why that has changed. Now, the kids who still show their animals and all that, that's people are very devoted to that. That's great. It's a great thing to do, a great thing to learn. But as far as people coming in from the outside, I'll tell you, I don't even hear a lot of talk anymore about the horse races. I don't hear a lot of talk anymore about the Demolition Derby. Demolition Derby used to be a huge thing that people went to. I don't really hear that anymore. I don't know really what has happened. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? I know the fair charges admission. Now, a lot of things do not charge admission anymore, like obviously the Popcorn Festival, there's no admission, but if you buy food or anything like that, yeah, it's going to cost, but there's no admission to get in, and most festivals around the state don't have admission to get in. But fairs still do. And it's not just the Marion County Fair. I don't think there is any fair that doesn't charge admission. But I think the problem is the cost of food has gotten so great, and the cost to ride rides has gotten so great, that to pay to get in on top of all that, I think is really straining families who have four or five members. And then this year, we're just coming off the whole pandemic thing. We are still in the pandemic, but we're coming off the pandemic rules, where really, I don't even think in Marion County we've cracked 40% of people vaccinated yet. So there's going to be that. Are people going to wear masks? Are people, is it going to be what they used to call a super spreader event because so many people are there? Are people going to stay home because they don't want to be out there contracting anything? I don't know how this is going to go, but this will be the test run. And I certainly understand the people at the fairs, thoughts on this, because obviously they didn't have a fair last year. There was no money made. And you got to make money to keep things like this going. So they had to get something back up and running. But I haven't even heard a whole lot of talk about the fair. I was thinking about that this morning, and I thought, has anybody seen posters? Do we know what night anything is happening? Is the horse racing there this year? You know, the horse racing was there for many years, and then it disappeared for a long time, and then it came back, and I think they were still doing it the last year they ran the fair, but at this point, I don't know, I haven't heard anything this year. Has anybody heard anything about the upcoming fair? Usually, here at the radio station, we've gotten a flyer from the fairgrounds, in regard to the fair, or something. Somebody would want to come on and talk about it, but this year I've heard nothing about the fair. And also that thing that goes on in LaRue, and I call it that thing because for years it was called the Oorang Bang, and then it went away, and then it came back, and they called it the Moorang Bang. And apparently that was gaining steam when I was over there last, which I think was 2018. But I don't know what they do over there now in LaRue. I don't know if that's still going on. I don't know if it went on this year. Somebody asked me last night about the fireworks in Prospect. Now, last I heard about that, it was postponed. It's not going to happen on the 4th. Like it normally did, but they're trying to get it together to where it will happen this year. Does anybody know anything about these events, the big event over in Prospect, or did the thing happen over in LaRue, the Moorang Bang, or the Oorang Bang, or whatever they call it now? Does anybody know anything about the upcoming fair? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Here we are on this Getaway Friday, June the 25th, 2021, 25 minutes past the hour. Would love to hear from you about these events. I just don't know. You know, so many kids now really are in to their video games. and really are in to air conditioning. And I think it's changed how the interest of going to fairs and carnivals and festivals and things like that. You know, it's just changing. And, I mean, I hope the fair does well, because a lot of kids put a lot of time and a lot of effort into those animals. But I really don't know what will happen. But if anybody has any ideas, give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any information on any of these fairs and festivals going on around the area? Or do you have any thoughts on how the fair is going to go? I hope well. And I guess that's the best we can wish at this point. Now, yesterday we had Kai Mead on, talking about mainly things going on in the city, who's going to run for office this coming November. We got the rundown of city council. And also, Kai sat on the committee, the special committee that was investigating the auditor. And we've talked a lot about this, but you know, we're a radio station. We should be talking about this. And again, I want to make the point that we have invited the auditor on, and we still hope that the auditor does come on. But if anybody has anything to say in regard to that interview yesterday, give me a buzz, because we really didn't have time to get into it, because we went right to our trivia contest yesterday. So give me a buzz here if you have anything to say about that as well. It's an interesting subject. And you know, this is not meant to be negative toward the auditor. We just have not heard from the auditor. So it's hard to tell this sequence of events that has happened, get his opinion in on this, because we haven't heard from him. So I don't know. To be honest with you, at this point, I really don't know how anybody is making an informed decision about this. Because the focal point on this seems to be the $66,000 that the city has been fined. Now, according to the newspaper, that money has not been paid. That the auditor's office is trying to protest this money and get some kind of waiver so they don't have to pay this money or the other two fines that might come down the path. And you know, if that happens, that's good. But I just don't quite understand why we have gotten so political locally. This is not going to be good for local government. And on any level. And it's not just about the auditor, and it's not just about Republicans or Democrats. It's everybody. When we start getting into these camps, you know, I'm this and you're that, and this is how we're going to vote, and it doesn't really matter about the facts. All that really matters is that I'm of this party, so that's how I'm going to vote. You know, government doesn't work well like that. Because everybody's an individual, and individuals should vote based on individual things. They should vote based upon how they feel. What do they think is best? Not what is best for their party. This didn't used to happen in local politics. This is a fairly new thing, I would say, in the last 4 or 5 years. You know, people didn't really pay attention to party politics on a local level, but boy, it has changed. It has changed quite a bit. Any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944, 30 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. A lot of topics here. Now, I do want to give you an update on the tomato plant, because there have been some updates on the tomato plant. Now, as many of you know, about a month and a half ago, I went with Angie and bought a tomato plant because my goal this year was to grow tomatoes. I like tomatoes, and I've never grown a tomato plant in my life. I've never really grown any vegetable in my life, so I thought this would be a good idea. And got the plant, put it in a pot, and have been watering it, and that's been going on, and it's been growing, so that's been good. Well, a few days ago, Angie said to me that we have to get it out of this pot. It's outgrown the pot. So we really need to plant it in the ground. So she brought a shovel over and some dirt and decided we were going to plant this thing in the ground. Now, I have never planted anything in the ground where I live because there's really never been any need for it. So last night became the night that we were going to plant this tomato plant in the ground. So I take the shovel out, and I start shoveling in the area where this tomato plant's going to be planted. And let me tell you, I needed a jackhammer. I might as well have been out on the freeway trying to dig up the highway with this shovel. This ground was so hard, and this ground was so filled with rocks and stones, and it was all under the soil. You couldn't even see the rocks and stones on top. It was all under, and trying to dig this hole was absolutely, I never dreamed it would be that hard to dig a hole. And I'm not sure why it was so rocky and stony. And I even tried different places, and it seems like the whole area is like that. And but Angie said, she told me I had to do this, because apparently the pot was not getting it done. So I have to plant this thing in the ground. So I went out there, and I'm telling you, this was exercise. I was trying to get this hole in the ground to plant this tomato plant, and after about 6 or 7 hours, I finally got a hole dug big enough to put this tomato plant in, and it was planted. Because I think Angie thinks that I'm trying to kill this tomato plant. Now, I am not trying to kill the tomato plant, but clearly, I do not have a green thumb, and this whole experience has proven this tenfold. So, my question this morning is, how do you know where to plant something? Clearly, you can't plant something just in the center of your yard, and I don't know why the area where I live is so filled with stones. And what do you do in that situation? Because, again, I am not a gardener. When it's so stony and so hard to dig a hole in your yard, what do you do? So I need some help from you people who have this interest, this gardening interest. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because I have never seen such hard soil, which I'm sure had a lot to do with the stones. Now, maybe also because it hasn't rained in a few days. I really don't know. Now, I can tell you now that the tomato plant is in the ground. It is out of the pot, so it is planted. No tomatoes yet. But it was a project last night. You know, it took some time to get this hole dug because it was, the ground was just so solid. Now, I don't know why that is. And the funny thing about it is the area that I planted it is where all the other things are planted in my yard. Like, I guess you would call it a flower bed, which was there before I moved in. And the flowers are actually starting to bloom that were there before I moved in. Now, this is a whole nother thing. Now call in about the tomato plant because I really want to know your thoughts on this. 740-383-9944 because I really need to know how you go about planting something when the ground is so solid. Because if I ever want to plant anything again, I really don't want to go through that whole episode that I went through last night. But I have these flowers were planted before I moved in. But every year, about this year, and the first one bloomed yesterday, I have three bushes of these plants, that flowers, I guess, that bloom, and they are maroon on the petals, and in the inside, they're yellow. And I never water them. I never do anything, but they come up every year. They've came up every year that I live there. And they're there until the first big, heavy storm. Whenever that happens, after they bloom, the first big, heavy storm, it blows all the petals off, and they go away. Now, last year, Mary Ellen Withrow came over for the 4th of July cookout, and she looked at them, and she said they were a daylily. And I think I even put a picture on Facebook at that point and said they were a daylily. But when Mary Ellen came back over on Memorial Day, she said she wanted to take a look at them again because she doesn't think they're daylilies now. Now, does anybody know anything about a daylily? They look like a lily. I mean, they're shaped like a lily. But they are this maroon, dark maroon on the petals, and then yellow on the inside. They bloom about this time of year, and the first time a big, heavy storm comes along, it will blow all the petals off, and they will be gone, and they will not bloom again until next year. Now, what could that be? Because most people said daylily, but I don't think it is a daylily. And Mary Ellen doesn't think it's a daylily. Does anybody have any idea what this could be? So there's a lot of gardening questions here out this morning here over the air. Does anybody have answers to any of this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you do when you have hard land and you're trying to plant something, like a tomato plant? And, or, do you know what these flowers could be that I am trying to plant? So give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. By the way, went through McDonald's again this morning, ordered the large diet soda, and I'm sold on the idea now that they just don't count the change. I don't think they're doing it on purpose. I think they just don't count the change because this morning I gave them 2 pennies, which couldn't even add up to 7 cents. If you're giving somebody change and you're trying to get to 7 cents, you've got to at least have 3 pieces of change. And I just gave them 2 pennies and they took that. So I don't think they count the change. Now, I won't do this again because now I've conducted this experiment and I've made back the 10 cents that they owed me. But this experiment has shown me that what really is going on is they just don't pay attention. They don't pay attention to the money that you're giving them. And I guess that's the way it goes. So if you give them 2 cents, or you give them 12 cents, or you give them 7 cents, or you give them a quarter, I really don't think it would matter. At this point, you're not going to get any change back, and you're not going to get asked for any more change. So that's just the way that cookie crumbles. Let's see. What else do we have here this morning? Caledonia yard sales coming up this weekend. Hopefully there's good weather for that tomorrow. I know that's a big event over there in Caledonia, so hopefully that'll be a lot of fun. Did you see the story in the newspaper yesterday? I believe it was on the front page, but that they want to make shooting off fireworks legal on certain holidays. That's how I read it. I just kind of glanced at the story for the most part, but that there are certain days of the year where they want to make shooting off fireworks on your own property legal. Now, you know, I don't want to spoil anybody's fun. And it's not like people aren't shooting them off on their own property already. But I don't know if this is a good idea. Because if you allow people to do this, they're going to go with big fireworks. Because people like big. And the bigger they get, the more dangerous it's going to be. And I think the holidays they want to allow people to do this are like New Year's and Memorial Day and Labor Day and Juneteenth and holidays like that. Now, first of all, I don't understand what Memorial Day and Labor Day have to do with fireworks. I thought the only firework day we had was 4th of July. Now, and New Year's. New Year's Day in Ohio, you want to shoot off fireworks? Who's going to get the kids out in the yard? Because usually people do this for the kids. Who's going to get the kids out in the yard on January 1st or December 31st in freezing snowy temperatures to let off fireworks? And aren't fireworks still illegal to buy in Ohio? I don't understand this either. I know they were for years. Has this changed? Can you buy fireworks legally in Ohio now? Because I was totally confused by this. For years, you had to go to a different state to buy fireworks. So, if you can't even buy them here, why would you make it legal for people to shoot them off in their own yard? And then if somebody shoots them off in their own yard and blows their fingers off, and we hear stories about this every year. You know, July 3rd and July 4th, you can just go stand in your yard in any part of town once it gets dark, and you can hear the ambulances. Somebody should talk to somebody at the emergency room. I just don't understand why people would want to do this. Does anybody understand this? 740-383-9944. Oh, the yard sales are going on today and tomorrow, so they've already started in Caledonia. So I guess if you want to go over to Caledonia right now, you can check out the yard sales today and tomorrow, Friday and Saturday. But does anybody have anything to say about the yard sales? 42 minutes past the... Does anybody have anything to say about anything this morning? I think everybody's asleep. Did everybody have a rough Thursday night? The phone's working. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. I know it's not as interesting as me talking about my commode, but let's give it a shot. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it's not illegal to sell them or buy them.
It's just it used to be, though, didn't it?
You can, there's places all over where you can buy them.
Well, but for years, it was illegal because I remember when I was a kid, my father used, and my uncle used to, and I, this was probably illegal, but I don't think anybody's going to run them in now. But when I was a kid, they used to have to go, I forget where they went, but they went to a neighboring state. I don't remember if it was Kentucky or West Virginia. They went to a different state to buy these things.
Well, I just don't think, back then there was a lot of fireworks stores. I remember back in the early 80s, there was a guy that sold them out of his car, went around selling them. It wasn't illegal for him to sell them, and it wasn't illegal for you to buy them. It's just illegal to set them off.
Now, here's a question, and I just wanted to let everybody know, because apparently this is what it is. Angie's letting me know there's a fireworks store in Marengo. That's probably the closest one around here. But, okay, now here's what I don't get. If that is true, that it's legal to buy them, as far as I know, it's still illegal to set them off. This has not passed yet. So why do we sell them if it's illegal to set them off?
That's just stupid.
Well, yeah, yeah. I don't understand this, and I didn't understand this bill that... See, this is what our senators are doing in Ohio. This is what they're doing down in Columbus. They're trying to pass laws like this. I don't even... Don't they have more important things to do?
It's like, you know, it not being legal to illegal to sell the alcohol or to buy the alcohol, but being illegal to drink it. I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, bonfires have become a thing, too. Now, everybody will tell you it's illegal to do a bonfire in city limits. And I don't know what the rules are in the county, but I know in the city, it's illegal. I even think it's illegal, to be honest with you, in the county. I don't think you're supposed to do it.
I think you are if you're not burning trash and you have a fire ring, I think you are allowed to have a little fire in Marion.
I don't
but
know.
But you can't burn trash.
I don't think you can, though. The mayor came on because last year during the pandemic, a lot of people were doing this. And there is something about that. I wish I could remember what he said, but it's been more than a year now. I don't think you're supposed to burn anything in the city.
Well, you're not allowed to have a big fire. It has to be a small ring.
Well, like, I'll tell you, in my neighborhood, and I don't want to, you know, I'm not even sure who it is, to be honest with you, but I go out and walk every night, so I walked the entire neighborhood, and there is a family that has a fire ring in their front yard. Now, I've never seen this the entire time I've lived there, but this year, they have a fire ring in their front yard, and they have a fire out there, and they're close to the street. I mean, it's in the front yard, and I'm thinking, you know, I didn't think you were allowed to do this. I didn't think I just could put a fire ring in my front yard and start sitting out there and roasting s'mores.
Well, most people would put it in their backyard, not their front yard. I mean, that's a little ridiculous in your front yard.
Well, yeah, but I guess I don't understand, much like with the fireworks, why do we sell them if it's illegal to do anything with them?
Yeah, it should be illegal to buy them, it should be illegal to sell them, it should be illegal to set them off. I worry about them getting on the roof and catching your house on fire.
Well, yeah, that, you know, honestly, I will say this. I haven't heard too many cases of that, but as I say, every 4th of July or every 3rd, you can go out in your front yard anywhere in this city, and the county, really, and you wait till it gets dark, and you will see somebody setting them off, and you will also hear ambulances. Because people do injure themselves. Now, I'm not saying they injure themselves permanently, but they burn themselves. I'm sure they have lost fingers. You know, it's just...
Some people's lost eyes on account of it, too.
Well, that's right, and I don't understand why... Do people go out and police this? I mean, it kind of reminds me of the fire ring thing. Do the police officers go into people's neighborhoods where they see smoke and say, oh, okay. I mean, it's not hard to see where somebody's setting off a firework.
Yeah, but if you call the police on somebody setting off fireworks, they don't respond to it. There's so much of it around this time of year that they really have to be... setting them off pretty bad and, you know, getting on people's roofs or property and causing problems. But, you know, the cops don't respond to that stuff.
Well, what I don't understand is, when did New Year's and Memorial Day and Labor Day and Juneteenth, when did those things become firework holidays?
Yeah, I never knew they were. I mean, to me...
Well, they were listed in the paper yesterday. Did you see this article?
No, I don't take the paper.
Yeah, it was on the front page about how the Ohio Senate is trying to get a bill through that on these holidays would allow you to set these fireworks off without a license.
Well, I think July 4th should be the only holiday for that if they allow it. You know, not all those others. And who wants to set them off in... January 1st when it's snowing bad out anyhow.
I just don't quite understand the logic, but, you know, there are people who do this. The fair. The fair has to pay money for it's a pyro something. I think a pyrotechnic is what the job is. They have to pay money for a trained pyrotechnic person to come set these off. Well, if the state says, hey, listen, anybody can do it, why would the fair pay for one of these people to come in?
Yeah, now the fair, places like that set them off, you know, like Prospect and stuff like that, they use really, you know, big ones that really go up and, you know, a lot of the ones we, you know, you can buy are nothing like the fair ones. But you know, they can cause problems. They can get on your roof and, you know, cause a fire. Well, bottle rockets maybe aren't so bad, but those ones that, you know, keep shooting up at stuff and, you know, I think, you know, I don't think it's worth, you know, having problems like that or fire from those, well, those fireworks.
I would think another issue is going to be in these neighborhoods where you don't have a big yard, where you're very close to your next house, your neighbors are not going to like you if you're shooting off big fireworks in your yard.
Yeah, that's the reason why I say it's, you know, the problem with, you know, catching your house. If you've got a great big yard and you live out in the country, it's different. But, you know, when you live in the city, a lot of people set them off on the roads, too.
Well, I don't know. I just, I don't quite understand. There's something, though, and it used to be, and maybe it's just went by the wayside. There was a, maybe it was just a certain kind of firework you couldn't buy in Ohio. I mean, you've always been able to buy the sparklers, and I think the bottle rockets and things like that. But maybe it's the big ones that you can't buy in Ohio.
Yeah, they sell them different. They're in different classes. I know you can't buy the ones at the fair and the, you know, these big festivals at all.
Right. Well, maybe. But other states do, because other states, I don't think, do have this rule.
Well, I don't think they need to be sold anyhow.
Well, we'll see what happens, but it's an interesting story, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling. All right, phone lines are open. What do you make of this thing? Does anybody know what the rules are when it comes to fireworks? I could swear that when I was younger, and I guess maybe I haven't followed it since then, that you could not buy certain fireworks in Ohio. And there were always stories of people going to different states to buy fireworks. I mean, it wasn't just my people. I remember other people talking about going to different states to buy fireworks. All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott, I'm calling about the fireworks.
Yes.
From about David Street over to Campbell Road, close to a month before and after the 4th, they set them off. They start as early, sometimes as 7:30, and up till 2 in the morning. And people have to work. They don't realize they're sick people. And kids have to sleep, and and then I've seen them go across Bennett Street towards houses, and if you're driving, you don't know that they're coming across. And some of those veterans, I could imagine if they hear those shots all the time, what goes through them. And there was right up in the Marion Star, they want to make it legal. And that is stupid, because if they land on your roof, if you got gutters, or they catch it on fire, or you got stuff in your backyard and set it on fire. And so I called one of the places that sell the fireworks, and I said, "Boy, it's illegal." He says, "Well, I know it, but everybody does it." And he says, "We sell about anything too." And it's like they can buy about anything. And if they put them off one night, wouldn't be bad. And I wrote the mayor. I suggested, why don't you let them go to a park, Lincoln Park, and set them off? Because if anything happens, the state and whoever sells those Menards has bunches of them. Are legal for it. I mean, when you know, and then I went down the street, was it last year, a bunch of these streets around here, and I saw little kids about 7 years old holding these fireworks, 7 to 10, and a young kid out there with them setting them off, and they could go off in their hand and take their hand off. I mean, even people that set them off get hurt, and this is stupid to make this legal. And when houses are just real close, you know, just right between each other. And, yeah, I mean, sometimes over here, now this year it's not quite as bad, but sometimes they put those things off, and then you have an animal, they're jumping all over and everything. It's just a mess.
Now,
and I think they should let them go to one of the parks, Lincoln Park, whoever you are, and go set them off. But don't, I mean, there's old people, like, in their 80s and 90s. I have a friend, she lives in the country, and she says when they put them off out there, it don't drive her nuts.
Has anybody ever called the police? Do they do anything?
I did. 3 or 4 years ago, when I was going down Bennett Street towards Campbell Road, out like Whirlpool, And all at once, here came these fireworks, low, just right over the car, and heading towards the people's house right across the street. And it's nonsense. And I can't imagine anybody that has to go to work, even through the week they do it, and go to work and have to have those things put off and, you know, and different things. But the police right down the street, they know it's illegal. You should not have to call. It's like a speeding ticket. I should not have to call on a speeder. The police see him speed. They should take care of it. But, yes, over here, it's a sight. I mean, if you want, and you really could sit and watch them from the fairgrounds, probably in your yard. And now, to me, that's too dangerous.
Did the police come out?
Well, I imagine they would.
See, I don't. I really don't know how that's treated, because even where I live, because I go out and, you know, and I live, you know, out past Meyer, and I try to look over in that area and see the fairground fireworks. Now, you can kind of see them, but I'm a ways away. But there is, last year, at the end of my street, somebody was lighting them off, because it's not high traffic back there. And they were in the street, and they were lighting them off. And then, but across the way, and I don't know where it was, but you could see them lighting them off. It looked like it was over toward 23, so I don't know. Know if that was over in one of those housing developments beyond 23, but they were big enough fireworks to where, you know, they were going up high enough in the sky to where I could see them, you know, from where I was.
Yeah, and this year, just a month or so ago, I was coming down one of the streets, and it wasn't really that dark, but all at once there was a loud boom, and I didn't know whether somebody was shooting or what. And it was a firework. I mean, some of them are really, some of them give a real bang, and some give a real boom. And when you're driving, you're maybe if you're 80 years old or something, a boom, you could have a heart attack. I mean, there is a place for people to go watch these put off. And if they want to let the people do it, let them go to a city park and let the city be responsible for any accidents or anything that happens. It's a shame a kid or somebody gets killed or blinded or, you know, or something from these, because it's unnecessary. There's a place you could go. Yeah, but come over here, I mean, from David Street down and stuff and things, and because when I caught the guy at Mary Star last year, it's illegal to put them off, and I think this year they even had it in there. And, well, and when something's illegal, why are you going to sell them even? Well, they want you to buy them in Ohio. I don't know if it's Kentucky, West Virginia, and go put them off. One of those states, I think you can, or both. Now, who's going to drive that far to put off fireworks? You're not going to do it, so. But no, I wish they would do something about this, because one year when I went down the street, people had, I'm not going to say trash, but a lot of, like, paper-like stuff in your yard, you know, backyard and stuff. And I thought, what if this catches on fire? What if your roof catches on fire? You're asleep, and you know, and from earlier, and you don't know it, and your house catches on fire, and somebody burns up. No, to me, you know, there's a place to go watch them, and some can sit in there by their at their house and really watch them from where they're put off. But no, I think they need to do something about it, because if somebody had to work, I don't know how they'd get up to go to work with all this stuff. But no, they put them off. I went out to sit around 7:30. And I had my cat, she's on a line, and she's on a leash. And the minute one of those goes back, you don't hang yourself.
Yeah.
And you have to come in. You can't even sit out and stuff. But, no, I just now had the radio on and heard you were talking about fireworks, so I was going to call in. But, no, I know probably everybody likes it, but it's like everybody else. You have so many that don't have respect or don't, you know, this and that. And I don't know. I'm not going to say crazy or anything, but. No, you don't need, I don't think people need to buy these and put them off.
Well, hey, I appreciate the opinion. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. 740-383-9944. Looks like we touched a little bit of a nerve with this subject, but I like it. It's you know, it's timely. July 4th is just a little over a week away. And with that story on the front page of the paper yesterday, it's interesting that they may be made legal on certain holidays. 740-383-9944. I wish somebody could tell me the rules, though, on buying them, because I think there are certain ones that you can't buy in Ohio, because I always hear people going to other states for this. Hey, if this is you, call me back after the break. We got to go to break. Call me back on the other side of the break. We're going to talk more about this in about 15 minutes. Well, what a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept in days. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal convention, probably the biggest star-studded convention you've ever seen. We've got huge, huge stars. We've got Gary Busey, LaToya Jackson, Jose Canseco, some of the really, really big names from Celebrity Apprentice, and I think it really, really is.